From the Pragmatic Engineer, Building WhatsApp with Gene Lee. Listen and watch now on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple. See the episode transcript at the top of this page, and timestamps for the episode at the bottom. Statsig, the unified platform for flags, analytics, experiments, and more. Stop switching between different tools and have them all in one place. Sonar, the makers of Sonar Quebec, the industry standard for automated code review. Sonar helps reduce outages, improve security, and lower risks associated with AI and agentic coding. See how Sonar is empowering the agent-centric development cycle with new products and capabilities that strengthen the guide, verify, and solve phases of development. Work OS, everything you need to make your app enterprise ready. Skip the rebuild for enterprise features. Keep shipping. Visit workos.com. How did a tiny team of 30 engineers build the world-famous messaging app more than a decade ago? And what can dev teams learn from that feat today? Gene Lee was engineer #19 at WhatsApp, joining when the company was still small, with almost no formal processes. She helped it scale to hundreds of millions of users, went through the $19 billion acquisition by Facebook, and later worked at Meta. In this episode of Pragmatic Engineer, I talk with Gene about what it was like building WhatsApp. When Facebook bought WhatsApp in 2014, only around 30 engineers supported hundreds of millions of users across 8 platforms. We discuss how the founders kept things simple, saying no to most feature requests for years. Gene explains why WhatsApp chose Erlang for the backend, why the team avoided cross-platform abstractions, and how charging users $1 per year paid everyone's salaries, while keeping growth intentionally slow. Gene also shares what the Facebook acquisition was like on the inside, how she dealt with sudden personal wealth, and what it was like transitioning from an IC to a manager at Facebook, including the reality of calibration meetings and performance reviews. We also discuss how AI enables smaller engineering teams, and why WhatsApp's experience suggests ownership and trust might matter more than tools. 10 takeaways from Gene that I find the most interesting. 1. WhatsApp built a billion-dollar business with a tiny team and no AI tools. WhatsApp served 450 million users with only 30 engineers, long before AI tools existed. Gene says, I wonder if being able to move fast is independent from AI. When you're small, you're just more efficient. 2. WhatsApp had no code reviews after in place. WhatsApp co-founder Brian Acton reviewed the very first pull request of each new hire, and after that, there were no more code reviews. Gene recounts how Brian reviewed her debut PR in extreme detail. This first and only review set the bar high, and she wrote code to that standard from then on. 3. WhatsApp had close to zero formal processes. WhatsApp had no Scrum, no Agile, no TDD test-driven development, and no formal code reviews beyond the first commit. In contrast, Skype had 1,000 engineers and mandatory Scrum training, but WhatsApp still outcompeted it and won. Gene's response to hearing of all the formal processes Skype used in order to execute faster. I'm surprised to hear they thought they were shipping faster because of it. Perhaps process is often a substitute for trust, not quality. 4. WhatsApp's office had a countdown display showing days since the last outage. When an outage happened, no emails were sent around and no meetings were called. The number simply reset to 0. Avoiding outages was on everyone's mind as a result. This is an example of how visible metrics can create accountability without bureaucracy. 5. WhatsApp delayed video calling for years until it was extremely polished. Contrary to the launch early, then iterate mantra, WhatsApp held features like video calling back. They also tested features extensively with family members before releasing anything publicly, as part of their refusal to launch something of less than top-notch quality. 6. Saying no to features was a competitive advantage. WhatsApp's CEO, Jan Koum, rejected 99% of feature requests from the team. While competitors shipped dozens of shiny, new features, WhatsApp ruthlessly prioritized reliability and simplicity. Jan repeatedly told the team what the mission was. I want a grandma living in the countryside to be able to use our app, he said. 7. WhatsApp's team was older and more experienced than most startups at the time. In 2014, when Facebook acquired WhatsApp, only 4 out of the 30 engineers were less than 30 years old. Perhaps part of the reason for WhatsApp's stunning success was having an unusually experienced team from the start. 8. AI won't replace the human touch in engineering management. Gene sees areas such as OKR management, documentation, and performance data gathering as domains in which AI can take on most of the work. But she believes that understanding and unlocking engineers is best done person to person, not by AI. 9. Posting about your work on Meta's internal Facebook site affects career growth there. Jean noted that engineers at the social media giant who regularly posted about their launches and learnings enjoyed a sizable advantage in performance calibration reviews. 10. 000 intro 139 early years in tech 618 becoming engineer hash 19 at WhatsApp 1353 WhatsApp's tech stack 1809 WhatsApp's unique ways of working 2527 countdown displays and outages 2707 why WhatsApp 12853 the Facebook acquisition 3313 life after acquisition 3927 working at Facebook in London 4407 transitioning to management 4727 performance reviews as a manager 5329 after Facebook 5853 AI's impact on engineering 1234 Jean's advice to new grads and startups 1645 empowering employees 1817 book recommendations where to find Jean Lee subs tack LinkedIn YouTube website mentions during the episode WhatsApp KakaoTalk Jan Koum Brian Acton on LinkedIn Yahoo Sequoia Cocktail Flow iOS, Arlen, Ericsson, Arlen Factory 2014 that's billion with a B, scaling to the next level at WA, TS App, WeChat, Skype, what is Scrum, Mark Zuckerberg, Wealthfront, a random walk down Wall Street, the best investment guide that money can buy, surrounded by idiots, the four types of human behavior and how to effectively communicate with each in business, performance caliber, Asians at tech companies, part 1, performance calibrations at tech companies, part 2, Anthropic, what color is your parachute, for college, pave your path from major to meaningful work, production and marketing by pen name, Jean's advice to new grads, invest in the fundamentals, tools come and go, languages come and go, but foundations don't go anywhere, she says.